What is going on with y'all, man? It's Black Balloon, and I'm coming back with another video, so y'all already know what's going on. All right, y'all. Now, I told a lot of people that I would basically do kind of a talk video. I guess you could call it a breakdown of the whole Isaac Cappy situation, right? I do have the original video on my Patreon. You know, that video has the clips. You know, we're still gonna pretty much cover the spectrum in this video. It just won't include those clips. Now, like a lot of you may know, I've already tried to upload that video to YouTube one time, and my channel ended up getting suspended. So it's just no need for me to try to upload that same video again. Now, it may not get suspended if I tried to upload it today, but it's just no need to risk it when I could kind of just sum it up. A lot of people have subbed and watched that video on my Patreon. It's the most viewed video on my Patreon. So that's that, you know, you may be able to find some of those clips on the internet still. You might just have to do some digging. But we're going to talk about a few points. I found this article, and he summed it up quite well. So just to start it off, it says, Isaac Cappy was an actor who appeared in several Hollywood productions such as Thor, Terminator Salvation, and the series Breaking Bad. However, in the past years, he was mostly known for accusing several Hollywood personalities of being pedos and doing satanic ritual abuse. Some of the names he named throughout his videos and social media posts are Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, James Gunn, Kathy Griffin, and Seth Green. He said, people are talking a lot about P-word. The craziest pedo joke I ever heard was Seth when he turned to me and said, this is where we keep the children, as he was pulling back a secret bookshelf that revealed a hidden room at his Malibu house. Now, he talked about a lot of people in Hollywood. He also mentioned Oprah, especially because she has ties to the Harvey guy.
Is Oprah a pedophile? Well, let's see. Hanks, Weinstein, I mean, the company she keeps, as rich as she is. Is Oprah a pedophile? Well, let's see. Hanks, Weinstein, I mean, the company she keeps, as rich as she is.
I do want to talk a little bit about Oprah as well. I think I'm going to like add her into the second half of this video. And we talk a little bit about the speculations. Y'all know supposedly a bunch of the teens went missing that went to her all-girls school in South Africa. Plus, there was like a lot of scandals going on with sexual abuse from the teachers and the people that worked there. So we're going to get into that a little bit as well. It says, soon after these accusations, Cappy made the news for allegedly choking his friend Paris Jackson at a party and for threatening Seth Green on several occasions. These actions led him to be investigated by the LAPD and to be labeled as a nut job by mass media sources. On May 14th, Cappy found a violent death after plunging from a bridge onto the Interstate 40 highway in Arizona. According to police sources, Cappy forced himself off the bridge after two teenagers physically attempted to stop him from doing so. After the fatal jump, Cappy was struck by a passing vehicle. Now, y'all already know something is very, very off about that statement alone, because it says that he forced himself off a bridge, not he jumped off the bridge or he committed suicide. He forced himself off of a bridge. He was also 42 years old. This happened around 7:30 a.m. Monday morning. Weird thing is that it says two teens reportedly attempted to stop Cappy from jumping but were unsuccessful, and he was then struck by a passing vehicle. So the timing of it just seems really odd. You know, first thing first, him forcing himself off, two teenagers that attempted to stop him, and he was also hit by a car as soon as he landed, basically. It really all just doesn't make sense. You can't force yourself off of something, and then how did the two teenagers attempt to help him? Did they get there too late before he forced himself off? Were they, like, trying to get him to not jump, and he just, you know, fought them off and jumped? You know, there's all kind of speculations on how he actually died. And then you have the biggest theory of them all, that's not even the way that he died at all. I don't think we have any kind of proof until we get to Tom Hanks. But, you know, then again, that could just be more to kind of, you know, fuel the theory of how he died, which we're going to get into that post here in a second. It says Cappy died on the scene. Shortly before his death, Cappy deleted his entire Instagram history and posted a final letter with the ominous caption, "Beware the man that has nothing to lose, for he has nothing to protect." In this lengthy suicide note, Cappy writes that he has not been a good guy. Then, you know, from the video, which was from this article, he kind of summed up a couple of the important things that he said from this video where he was sitting in front of this wall and he was talking. I think this was his last video that he recorded, either on Periscope or Instagram Live. I can't really remember where it was recorded from. But he said, a few days before his death, Cappy posted a final video where he repeats several times that he did a very dumb thing and that he let the darkness consume him. Although Cappy does not explain what exactly he did, because that would pit people he loves in harm's way, he convinced that there's no coming back from his decision and that his life was essentially over. And here's some notable quotes from the video, right? So this is for people that, you know, haven't seen the video or you can't find it, or, you know, like I said, you can go to my Patreon if you want to watch the clips of it. This will likely be my last broadcast. There are a lot of people that I kept out of my life that I wanted in my life, but I didn't want to bring them harm because of the Illuminati shit. This struggle against darkness consumed me. Yeah, I'm a bad guy. I'm a bad guy. I have done a disservice to God. I have done a disservice to America. Did I hurt a child? No, I did not hurt a child. I did not kill anyone. No, no, I'm not being threatened. I took some bait. There was a lot of work in inducing what I did. I'm a traitor, and it happened in a blink of an eye. I accessed some very high levels of consciousness, and then I went way, way, way down. I exposed a lot of bad guys, and now I'm exposing myself. Have I become one of them? I am. Now I am one of them. Those people that I was so concerned with finding and rooting out because of the darkness, and I just let the darkness consume me. In the beginning, when I came out, it was from a place of bravery and love. I have betrayed all of you. They will write books about this decision, how fucking dumb this is, although we never found out what he actually did. Did I lie about Seth Green? No. Seth Green is a pedo. I crossed a line I shouldn't have crossed. No, I did not take a satanic vow. I am not suicidal.
I'm not suicidal. I'm not suicidal.
So that's pretty big, because usually people who commit suicide, they don't tell you that they're not suicidal beforehand. Interesting that he decided to say that he's not suicidal. And then obviously, you know, as the script goes, he ends up committing suicide, supposedly, allegedly. I'm not going to tell you what I did, because at this point it could still endanger people, and I don't want to do that. Can you help me? You can pray for my soul. Did not join the Illuminati. Something bad is about to happen. Some things were planted inside my consciousness. Have I been MK-Ultra'd? Well, let's say there were some things that happened that were not normal as far as things playing in my head that came from the outside. I need to pray. I need to pray a lot. You know, whatever he had going on behind the scenes of the deep, dark Hollywood, he knew his time was coming, and he pretty much let it be known in that last video, right?
I could have avoided it very fucking easily, very easily, but I didn't. And, for that, I will pay.
So it says, all of these bizarre facts sparked a great number of theories across the internet. Some claim that the people who were physically restraining Cappy before jumping were actually pushing him off the bridge, which makes sense because, you know, how could someone force themselves off and two teenagers supposedly just there to try and stop him? It's like, right, okay, yeah, we believe that story. The fact that Cappy clearly stated that he was not suicidal in his final video only, it just kind of pushed those theories further. Others state that Cappy was a victim of gang stalking, which could explain the quote from his final video about things playing in his head that came from the outside. Also, theories claim that he was being blackmailed by the elite, citing a mysterious video involving the little ones that surfaced on Cappy's social media accounts. Even more bizarre, some claim that Tom Hanks predicted Cappy's death in one of his IG posts. Now, the crazy thing about it is, which I'm going to put this right on the screen, I talked about this in the video on my Patreon. You know, it goes into how Tom Hanks is posting all those creepy pictures of single gloves, single shoes, or boots found on the ground. And it would be like really weird captions that he would be posting, right? And people were just really questioning, you know, what Tom Hanks was all about. Many of these comments on these pictures state that these pictures actually represent people who were killed or abducted by the occult. Elite. About a month prior to Cappy's death, Hanks, who was accused by Cappy, also of being the P-word, posted the above picture of a glove on Route 66, also the same highway that Cappy died on, Route 66, with the caption, "Historic Route 66, roadkill? I hope not. Hanks." Strange. Now that is very, very strange. You already know that coincidences, they don't exist. This was a month before he died on Route 66. Tom Hanks just happens, you know, to basically post something on Instagram that has the exact place that he dies and then says roadkill, which is basically something getting, you know, ran over. An animal or something is usually roadkill, getting ran over on the street and laying there dead. And it's literally the same thing that happened to Isaac Cappy. He became roadkill as the official narrative of how he died. Remember, he fell off the bridge and he got hit by a passing car. You know, you be the judge. You know, if you really think that's the way he died, or, you know, I guess honestly at the end of the day, we will never know, because we know how this stuff ends. You know, somebody that had the seat behind the curtains, you know, we know how this stuff ends, you know. And for somebody like him that came out exposing people like Tom Hanks, Oprah, Steven Spielberg, you know, Seth Green, James Gunn, all of these top guys in Hollywood. Come on now, y'all. Y'all already know how the story ends for someone who decides to take that leap. You can't have any fear. And him talking about how the struggle against darkness consumed him and how he became a bad guy. He, you know, he took the bait. He became one of them. Whatever, whatever. You know, we will never have any idea what he's talking about, because he never revealed it before he died. But obviously, whatever he did, he knew he would pay for it. He knew he would die for it.
Everything comes together at a point where you understand that your life is bigger than you ever imagined. You know, I never had children. Never even thought I would have children. And now I have $152, expecting 75 more next year.
We arrested a former employee of who was working at Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls. She was arrested yesterday for several charges, including assault, indecent assault, as well as soliciting girls under the age to commit indecent assault. And she's now at the Vereeniging police cells.
A lot of good people. Well, there's a lot of good people. Don't get me wrong. There's tons of good people. But there's a lot of people that can be corrupted. They can be bought off. You don't trust Oprah? Oprah's a f-ing slave trader, guys. You shouldn't trust Oprah. Oprah is a traitor. Let that sink in. It's 100% true. Why do you think she has that school in South Africa? Why does she hang out with who she hangs out with? Why do you think she has that school in South Africa? Why does she hang out with who she hangs out with? There's a reason why Oprah is so powerful, and it's not pretty.
All right, y'all. So now on to the section of the video where we talk a little bit more about Oprah. So I found this random article on the internet, and it was updated a couple of months ago, actually. So it kind of lets you know that these rumors are still circulating around the internet. So it says, Oprah Winfrey's former scandals have strangely reappeared in the limelight. The phrase Oprah School Missing Girls went viral recently, with the television personality's older South Africa school controversy being brought to the surface. Several people have gotten into a debate as to whether the girls from the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls are safe. Some claim that multiple students have mysteriously disappeared. The popular television producer has not addressed the matter in recent days, reacting to the ongoing rumors. For those unversed, the 69-year-old funded the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls in South Africa in 2007. This comes after she had talks with Nelson Mandela about the looming poverty in the country. The $46 million boarding school then came into being, with a 52-acre campus that included several amenities. Recently, rumors have been spreading like wildfire that several students from the educational institution went missing. So a lot of people on Twitter were, you know, basically tweeting out that a lot of the kids were going missing. One of the most popular tweets just simply said, y'all know Oprah had a school for girls and all of them came up missing. Now, I'm not sure if all of the children came up missing, because it seems like she takes about up to 200 girls a year, but I'm not sure if that's accurate. I just going off that clip where she said she had 150 children and 75 more were coming in that next year. But of course, that was way back in the early 2000s when she started the school in 07, right? As internet users flooded social media platform wondering what happened to the South African girls. At the time of writing this article, no news publication had announced that the institution was dealing with a case of missing women. Hence, it remains unclear as to where the speculation about the girls began. This is basically just a bunch of tweets of people saying, what happened to all the missing girls from your school? Shut up, Oprah. What happened to all those African girls that went missing from your school? So you mean to tell me that every student from Oprah All-Girls School just missing? So, I don't think there's quite anything out there that tells us where all of this came from. But it goes on to say, this is not the first time the television host has had to deal with a scandal related to the school. In 2011, law enforcement investigated a body of a newborn that was found in one of the students' bags. They confirmed that a 17-year-old girl gave birth at the institution. No charges were filed against the girl. Now, obviously, it's an all-girls school, but I'm pretty sure they found their way around and messing with some guys or whatever, whatever. So that's obviously how she had the baby. But shortly after the school opened in 2007, the school matron, Virginia Tiny Makapu, I don't know how to pronounce her name, was charged with sexually molesting several of the girls. When the crime came to light, Winfrey went on to fire the school's headmistress, and she also put out in a statement that nothing is more serious or devastating to me than an allegation of misconduct by an adult against any girl at the academy. In 2009, this is the third event, the educational institution was rocked with a second sex scandal. Seven of their students were suspended for sexually harassing their classmates. The New York Daily News also reported that the alleged perpetrators also attempted to entice their classmate into lesbian encounters. A South African news outlet also revealed that one of the 15-year-old girls demanded that her victims lie to the police about what happened. Oprah Winfrey has sadly also been a victim to sexual assault. She revealed that she was raped by her 19-year-old cousin when she was just a teenager. She also shared that she was sexually abused by her mother's ex-boyfriend. So that is actually crazy. Now, as far as the girls going missing from her school, I haven't found anything else that really truly confirms that. I think it was just a big rumor on the internet. Now, whether or not it's true or whether or not some of those girls actually did go missing, that's left up to be determined, because there's nothing out there that confirms it or truly denies it. But the scandals that have went on along at her schools are, you know, They definitely raise some red flags, because that's a lot of stuff going on at, you know, a place that's just supposed to be for girls and, you know, I guess the betterment of education toward young girls in South Africa, right? And so to have three different events that all took place in about the first 5 years of her opening the school is definitely eye-opening. You know, I think the biggest is being one of the people that worked there, actually. You know, that's what that clip was about, that played at the beginning of this section about Oprah. It's crazy because she was charged with sexually molesting several of the girls. And it's like, did Oprah not oversee who she was actually hiring? You know, like, how did that come about? Or was this something that, you know, was a lot more sinister going down at that school, and then it just, you know, it happened to get brought to the news, or, you know, bigger people got involved because these young girls didn't know what the hell was going on. And they being around these, you know, basically vulture kind of women, you know, because that's just crazy. And then some of their own students, y'all, look, it says seven of their students were suspended for sexually harassing their classmates. This is like, what kind of girls was at this school? So it was not just the girl, you know, it wasn't just one of the headmistresses or one of the teachers or whatever, whoever worked there that was, you know, caught for sexual misconduct, sexual assault, whatever you want to call it. It was actually the girls at the school were, you know, sexually harassing their other classmates and trying to entice them into lesbian encounters. You know, so it kind of makes it makes that whole thing very weird on, like, you know, where are you? And you have to remember, in the clip that I watched, or I don't know if I put it in this video, it might have been one I just watched on my own, they said Oprah handpicked the girls. So, like, where are you handpicking these girls from? And why was so much of this stuff going on in the beginning of you opening up that school? You know, it doesn't make sense. But, of course, all of this is kind of relevant and comes back to light because of everything that's been going on in Maui. You know, how, I guess things have just came back circling the internet. This was, I think, from May of this year. You know, so obviously the Maui fires haven't happened yet, but everything is just kind of circling all back around just because of, you know, the Maui fires, her owning so much land there, damn near more than the government there itself. And the fact that when we talk about this whole thing with Isaac Cappy and, you know, who she was friends with in the industry, it kind of makes sense with this whole thing that was going on with her school, because, you know, Harvey Weinstein, you know, being friends with guys like that, and who knows all the other connections that she has. You know, I'm not sure or not if her name was on that flight log list. A lot of people say it wasn't. A lot of people say it was. A lot of people says her private jet had actually been on the island multiple times. You know, and just the fact that Oprah is as rich as she is and has the influence that she has, we already know what Oprah is about. You know, at the end of the day, I wouldn't doubt at all that she has a hand in all of this stuff that's been going on ever since Isaac Cappy started exposing it. And even before then, you know, I would go ahead to say 98% that she is involved in everything that we hear rumors about when it comes to Oprah. You know, there's not a piece of me that wouldn't believe it. You know, she's just too powerful. She has too much money. So, of course, she's done probably everything you can imagine to be where she's at right now. And I don't mean that in a good way. You know, I don't think I've really touched too much on Oprah on my channel before. Even on the Isaac Cappy video that's on my Patreon, the full, you know, video, I didn't really go too much into Oprah. But she definitely deserves some acknowledging when it comes to all of this sinister stuff that goes on in Hollywood, because she's definitely a part of it. So yeah, man, y'all already know what's going on, man. I told a bunch of people I would do this video, so you know, had to go ahead and drop it on y'all. And with that being said, man, y'all let me know what y'all think about the video. Y'all can continue giving me suggestions and requests on what y'all want the next videos to be about. Y'all know I'm always taking them. And with that being said, it's Black Balloon. And I'm gonna see y'all soon. I'm out.